Chapter 1. The Call of Magic. The more time you spend lying to people, the more you think about what truth really means. Art of Illusion, September 5th. Quinn Bradley had finally arrived. For 26 years, he dreamed of seeing his name in the neon lights of the Las Vegas Strip, of taking the stage at a major casino there and joining the ranks of Magic's elite. Siegfried and Roy. David Copperfield, Penn and Teller. He'd worked his ass off to get here, designing his own tricks, performing 7 nights a week, building his profile online and on stage. Even so, as he waited in the shadowy alcove backstage, he fingered the stone pendant on a necklace under his shirt and wished he were more excited about it. Quick fingers and cleverness had taken him a long way, but he couldn't help but wonder if he'd ever have made it happen without help from Case Global Enterprises. Kiara had made good on her promise, and suddenly Rudy Fortelli was calling, nearly panting with excitement, to tell him that a major casino had a slot open. Just a one-night engagement, but still a big deal. Quinn hadn't even asked what they were offering to pay. He'd just cashed one hell of a big check anyway. It was the Bellagio, of course, the most iconic casino of them all, the home of Cirque du Soleil and countless other top-notch acts. He should have known. Case Global never went in for anything but the best. And now that includes me, I guess. Quinn? A woman asked. Her voice was quiet, but he'd know the accent anywhere. Vina, I'll be damned! Vina Chaudhry was 5'2", slender, and as well-dressed as Quinn had ever seen her. Usually she was in period-matched Elysian garb or a lab coat, but now she was a sight to behold. She'd pinned up her hair with a glittering silver barrette and wore a silver cocktail dress with matching heels. The dress was Armani and worth a small fortune, but Vina probably didn't even know. That made the whole thing seem effortless, and the newly official head of Case Global's secret research initiative probably didn't even realize how good she looked. She offered her hand, but Quinn hugged her instead. Damn, it's good to see you. He meant it, too. They'd only been apart a few weeks. 6 months ago, he hadn't even known her. I guess we bonded over that whole fleeing reptilian predators thing.
Likewise, she said. And it looks like you're doing well?
She gestured toward the stage where the buzz of the audience had begun to grow. He winked. I'm getting by, but I'm glad you came.
It's on business, I'm afraid.
Oh, perfect. And right before he went on, too. Couldn't the lieutenant have just called?
She said you weren't answering your phone.
Damn right I wasn't. He'd been swamped getting ready for the show, and Kiara would only have added to the stress. I'm not due back for another couple of weeks.
Yes, well, it's a big crowd out there.
Is it? Thank God. He shook himself and rubbed his arms. I was afraid to look. Afraid he'd see a wide field of empty seats.
That kind of exposure makes the executives a bit nervous.
Why? It's not like I'm high on the Case Global totem pole. Negotiating level 10 security clearance had barely made a difference. Chaudhry's had moved up as well, though, which put Quinn at the bottom by a wide margin.
She asked me to remind you of the,
She leaned close and lowered her voice.
Non-disclosure agreements?
He laughed. Is that why they sent you? I thought stern intimidation was Logan's department. The big man would have said it all with a single look.
He's otherwise occupied, Chaudhry said.
Did they find the Swedish guy? He asked.
Only his boat. He made the mainland, but Mendez is hot on his trail.
She looked away and grimaced. She's worried. A pinpoint of cold uneasiness began to form in Quinn's gut. Vina, has something happened? She glanced around and bit her lower lip.
The news from over there, about my former mentor, let's just say it has everyone concerned.